Hello and welcome to Most Clicked. Every Monday, we are bringing you a hot topic in HE marketing. And every week, I am joined by my good friends, Kyle Campbell from The Education Marketer and Matt Lees from Smile. This week, we are looking to answer the question, what makes a good university clearing page? Which, Kyle, makes me think that you might have an example up your sleeves, do you?
I do. I've got any sleeves today, though. I've got like a t-shirt on. That's such a bad joke, wasn't it? It's terrible.
I started it.
I've been looking at a lot of clearing pages. In fact, I think it's a couple of years ago now, I wrote that massive clearing blog post, didn't I? Like 150 examples of clearing pages on like 2020 results day, which was a huge feat of content. I won't be doing that again. So I've got a few highlights this year, and one that sticks out to me this year is Leeds Beckett. They've got a great website anyway, so they've got a bit of a head start on a lot of other universities, but this one really stood out to me. So it's a nice, clear guide, right? Then this isn't like revolutionary or anything like that, but the thing that really struck me here was like the pacing, the white space, great use of headings, limited use of like chunky bits of text. And it goes through those commonly asked questions through clearing by students. So it's basically using like Q&A information, but presenting it in a meaningful way, like putting out the content and where it matters. The other thing that sort of struck me here was the nice use of mixed media. So obviously you've got the text and image and that sort of basic stuff, bit of video as well. But they've also got a podcast at the top. And I thought I'd give it a listen, see what it was like. And yeah, really, really good. And this is an archive piece of content for them. This is taken from previous years. But if you're in this sort of period right now, which is all about the discovery aspect of clearing, you know, weighing up your options, seeing what could be available for you, this sort of content is actually really valuable. Useless on the results day, because the last thing you want to do is sit down and listen to a podcast. But, you know, having the time and the space right now to listen to this sort of stuff and dive a bit deeper into that content, a podcast is not a bad shout. What do you guys think?
I'm with you on the white space. I think it looks, feels really nice browsing experience, you know, easy to read. I love the kind of in this section or on this page menu that they've got going on and the way that it breaks down content into those questions. It feels like if you're coming to this to find out, it feels like they've covered every angle, every question that you might have. So, yeah, I'm with you. It feels like a solid piece.
It's calm. It feels super calm. And I wonder if there's, I'd love to have a psychologist on, because I'd love to know it clearing, you know, should we be portraying panic, 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 click this button, click it now, phone us. Or should we be, it's okay, we got this. This is a zen space for you right now. Because, you know, we see it in these clearing pages that people will put very shouty, screamy elements on page that are reaching out and calling the user to do something, and they want them to do it now. But I wonder if that causes anxiety, panic, stress for the user at the end of it. And maybe that's a consideration that Leeds Beckett have really taken into account here and have created that more zen, safe space approach to the website page.
That's a nice angle. I mean, I'd be interested to see what it looks like on results day. There's two versions of these pages, isn't there? But definitely comparing this sort of site to a few others I've looked at, that, you know, there is a lot of white space in this site. Others feel more condensed and you're wading through student profiles and other bits of content, almost distracting you from this sort of how-to clearing guide. Ultimately, this sort of piece of content here is about just explaining those sort of key questions and the steps to go through. But I've been on other university websites that have similar guides to this, but you're wading through all kinds of different layers in order to find out this information, rather than having it as like a cascade and a, you know, this step, that step, you know, next step, which is the way that people want to consume information about this specific topic. And there's nothing wrong with like showcasing everything you've got on offer, obviously, But you know, actually having it in this sort of controlled sort of delivery, it is clearly beneficial to the user, and probably in the long term, it's beneficial to the uni as well.
Leeds Beck have got a bit of a history of doing good this time of the year, haven't they? They always seem to get a lot of attention around clearing. Mm-hmm. Any other examples that come to mind, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what year it was. I think it was like 2015, 16. I think they did like an Alexa thing, didn't they, with chatbots and... Oh, no, it was Becky a chatbot, wasn't it, that named it Becky or something like that?
There was definitely a chatbot. Then there was the Alexa thing on
top. Was
Alexa
top Leeds Becky? Now I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure if it was.
I feel like it was. I feel like they went through a period where there was just these kind of, I don't know, innovations that they were just throwing out there, and they were making big headlines. I'd be interested to know how many of those are still around now. Like, does Becky still exist?
There's definitely a chatbot on this page. I'm not too sure if it's the same one. It might not be Becky. I also remember thinking back to those campaigns. There was a university that actually ran a campaign that took the piss out of Beckett for using Alexa. I can't remember which one it was.
I vaguely remember that now.
There was a lot of fallout over that. As if like university shouldn't be doing this sort of thing. You know, it's a highly stressful time for everyone. But it was obviously making the decision to use like Alexa as a way to make offers and things like that. It attracted attention and some controversy. And one university was bold enough to do that. So
nice. You know that I love a good university beef. I'd love to see some more beefs. I'd love to see some more beefs. And you know, maybe this year we can, maybe we should start some on Most Clicked. Maybe we should start some rumours. No, we shouldn't. I think, you know, they have been, they've got quite the profile around clearing. And you know, I think a lot of these innovations are really cool, actually, because you've got to experiment. You've got to try things. I was at a conference recently, and there was a lot of chatter about WhatsApp as a method for kind of admissions and stuff. I thought that was pretty cool, to be honest. I'm sure that we'll see WhatsApp rear its head on clearing this year. I'm interested to see what else kind of goes on. But you know what I found really interesting with this one? I was almost like poking for holes a little bit. And I was like, there's no video on here. I wonder why. Because there's the podcast on there. And it's, you know, it hasn't harmed my viewing experience of it at all. I just wondered, clearing videos don't really seem to be a big thing. Mm. Have you seen many clearing videos?
I'm seeing less step-by-step ones, for sure. Mm. I'm seeing clearing ads, Christ, everywhere. My YouTube is just full of the bloody things.
I wonder if it's because like videos aren't like evergreen content. Like you can't keep like year to year, you got to change it. And it feels like it might be a big. There are some very nifty video apps out there though now. Like I think there's an app called That's actually what it's called, and you can kind of film things, but then like chop and change a particular scene or the slides behind you as the content changes. So it's kind of there are things out there that I. Definitely recognizing that video evergreen content and helping with that.
And I think a lot of that clearing video content in terms of the process and things like that, that's pretty much owned by UCAS, and rightly so, because you know it's their process. So there are some on US websites, but the main clearing stuff I've seen in video this year, it's all been YouTube ad based.
So Matt, let me ask you this. If you had to give one piece of advice in terms of what makes a good clearing landing page, what would you say?
I think taking Leeds Beckett into as an example, the way that they break down that content into the questions just feels really easy to navigate your way through. It's like a really high-end, well-thought-out knowledge base. So I think they've done that really well.
Nice. Kyle, anything to add before I wrap up here?
Yeah, I mean, my takeaway from these things is, you know, don't lose clarity for the sake of campaign. I've seen some like clearing campaigns in the past that have been so focused on messaging that actually when you think about how a user comes across a clearing campaign, it's usually to achieve something, get something done. And I feel that sometimes university messaging can get in the way of that. There's a few universities I could think of, I won't name any, but I've come on like clearing pages and the message has been genuinely confusing. And you can see what the creative and the effort's gone into the campaign execution rather than the content that's going to support students during this quite stressful period.
All right. Well, thank you both as ever. And thank you to everyone that subscribes to Most Clicked. Thanks for watching the 30th episode now of Most Clicked. If you've enjoyed today's content, please consider dropping us a like. Tell all your friends, and I will see you next week. Bye.